This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Shure-Parks and Jack Fritz.
94 WIP afternoon show. Ike Reese is over there. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Jack Fritz. We will get back to your calls about the Sixers. Man, everybody's fired up today. Not a great way to lose. 215-592-9494. We do have somebody who is going to make excuses for the Sixers, though, right in front of us. Elliot Shure-Parks, brought to you by BQ Basements and Concrete, foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space experts. Call today for a free inspection. To book your appointment, go to basementsbybq.com. So, your gut reaction after last night.
Man, that one hurt. That was one of the more painful losses of my Sixers lifetime. Obviously, the Kawhi shot is up there, but just in terms of, you know, I'm getting ready to do the Clap Your Hands podcast with Jack, thinking, you know, what we're going to talk about. That's
what's
Max.
That?
Yeah, it's the Sixers Odyssey podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You'll find actually this segment in that feed, so make sure you download it. But
I won't say a word.
Yeah. But I also think that, you know, after the shock of it leaves, I mean, they got absolutely robbed last night. That game was stolen from them. And that's not being a ref guy. That's being a saying what happened guy. If that game is officiated correctly in the final minutes, they win the game. So I'm not going to sit here and go the Knicks wanted it more or the Knicks are tougher and, you know. They all showed up. Maxi showed up in the fourth quarter. Embiid had a really good game. They led that game for the majority of it. At the end, the refs made a mistake, and it cost them the game. I'm treating it, or at least, look, I know they're down 2-0, but the way I feel about the team is as if they won last night, because they did win last
night.
The refs took it from them. They played well enough to win that game. That's a fact. If the refs call it correctly, we're all in here saying how encouraged we are. The Sixers are going to go up 3-1. Maxi had his moment. A bad call from the official is not changing what I saw on the court.
Let me ask you this. Was that the only bad call they made all night?
Nope.
Okay, and they probably made bad calls in favor of the Sixers, right?
100%.
So how does one bad call erase the other bad calls?
Because not all calls are created equal. That call decided the game. Does anyone here believe if he gets the timeout he called that they lose that game?
Well, they surely could have.
No, they would not have lost. Yes, anything could happen.
By 1 point.
But they would have had the ball. They would have inbounded it. They're shooting free throws. Yes, anything can happen.
I think they would have won the game.
They would have won the game. Yeah. And I know you think they would have won the game too. So ultimately, that call, you're right. A call in the first quarter that they missed where the Sixers, like the Embiid technical, probably a bad call. That costs them a point. That impacts the game. It doesn't impact the game the same way as that moment. And did the Sixers have a hand in making it close? Absolutely.
Of course they did.
Absolutely. Maxi was bad on that play. Lowry was bad on that play. I thought Nick Nurse made some mistakes in that game. But despite all that, they survived it. The Knicks made more mistakes than the Sixers did in that game. That's why the Sixers were winning with like 30 seconds to go and had the ball, and the Knicks were losing. It wasn't that the Knicks were tougher, that they were better, that the Sixers made all these mistakes. They were winning the game. All game, the Knicks, I thought, had momentum, and the Sixers repeatedly responded to it. They had a big lead. The Knicks would get it to 5. They'd respond and get it back up to 7 or 8. The Knicks would take a 1-point lead. The Sixers would go back 4 or 5. They showed the fight you wanted to see. But the refs made a mistake, and it happens. I get what you're saying, but that doesn't change how I feel about the team. They were the better team last night.
No, they've been the better team from a talent standpoint before the series even started. We all knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're somewhat compromised because Joel isn't necessarily 100%.
Agreed.
So I can see where the levels are starting to sort of meet each other to where it's somewhat of an evenly matched team with Joel compromised. And but here's the thing that's different. Here's where I disagree with you. The stars showed up to play last night. Embiid and Maxey.
Absolutely.
The rest of the guys didn't.
Agreed.
Toby gave you a little something, but the other guys didn't. They weren't hitting the floor. They weren't getting the loose ball on rebounds. Those are things that they could have done. It had nothing to do with the officials. It has everything to do with who wants the ball more.
But
hold on, real quick. I just let you roll. I didn't want to interrupt you. So when the game was going back and forth, right? Knicks are up. Sixers make some big plays. Maxey with some huge three-pointers. That and one Joel had on the wing with the jumper. Awesome play. Mm-hmm. They take the lead. Lowry misses a free throw. It's still a five-point lead. You still got a chance to win this game if you're the smarter team and you're anticipating things coming down the stretch. And this is where I start with Nick Nurse. He's the head coach. He's the head coach. Now, if you're going to tell me I can't blame Maxey because he's only 23 years old, I can understand that. Embiid, he has one eye out there on the court. He has one eye and one leg. So I can't blame Joel Embiid. All right, so I got the two guys that have championship experience in my favor. Where's the championship experience on the Knicks team? Who's won an NBA title over there? So I got a head coach who's won a title, and I got a point guard. Your two key positions. Nick Nurse has to be anticipating what he wants to do. He has to understand momentum in the game and what's happening. And then Kyle Lowry, he's supposed to be an extension of Nick Nurse. The referees don't get involved with the Maxey play if Lowry just calls a timeout right there. Mm-hmm. When Maxey is on the floor, this is where his youth and inexperience comes in. Just grab the ball and call a timeout. Why are you trying to pass the ball through a Knicks player's legs to Kyle Lowry? Like, it was so many things that the Sixers did at the end that helped the Knicks versus being the team that is experienced and they have the advantage in the coaching department. I understand he was trying to call a timeout. I understand that. But you got to do it. You got to be a little more demonstrative than that if they're not paying attention to
it. Yeah, but if the refs do their job, then we're sitting here and going, they did the right thing, right? A Nurse called the timeout. There was his experience.
Yeah,
so
well,
I get your point that maybe you have to
run.
But
wasn't emphatic.
But I that just doesn't matter to me.
Sure,
he's calling timeout.
It's a game going
right.
on.
But he's calling timeout.
Hold on.
He's
what do you want the officials to do? You want the officials to look at the play? Hold on real quick. To look at the play on the court or look at Nick Nurse and say, are you going to call a timeout now or what? No, they're looking at the play on the court, so he has to get the official's attention.
But just like it's Nick Nurse's job to make sure that he gets that timeout, it's the official's job to be aware that in that situation, he could call a timeout.
No, it's not.
It absolutely
is. No, it's not their job to do that. No, it's not.
I think it is.
No. It's their job to coach?
No, it's their job to be aware of what's going on and to see if Nick Nurse is going to call a timeout. There's a ref 10 feet from him. Nick Nurse is going like this.
It's the Sixers' job not to put themselves in a situation to where a ref's call or non-call is going to win or lose the game. That's 215-592-9494. Jared in Allentown, you're on WIP.
All right. Thank you, guys. So the Sixers, they blew the game. It wasn't the officials. There's plenty of calls through the whole 48 minutes of the game. I'm a basketball official. Yes, the lead official, Ken, he glanced over. But Nick Nurse is barely – he did.
Jared, deep breath, slow down. Okay,
yep.
You're a basketball official. In what capacity?
Varsity.
Okay, level. Varsity. Okay, good. No, I wasn't talking down to you. I'm trying to get context because that is what is interesting here. So you're saying – what are you saying about what the lead official can do and why it's not their fault?
So, well, I shouldn't say it's the official who did the inbounding with Kyle Lowry. So he's first doing his 5 second count while watching Maxey pretty much getting tackled and stuff. But Nick Nurse, to Ike's credit, Nick Nurse needs to run up to that official and call a timeout, not hang out at that. Basically at the three-point arc and barely do a timeout signal, especially in that atmosphere of the game. He needs to go right and make himself showing that he's calling that timeout. He didn't do it aggressive enough.
Thank you for the call, Jared.
So the Maxey getting pulled, the jersey getting pulled, that was a missed call. But Maxey also pushed off. I'm not saying that that call was, you can blame them. In the heat of the game with all the movement, there are calls, to your point, Spike, throughout the game that happened that are missed and that go both ways. What I believe why they got robbed was the missed timeout is egregious. It is not just the game's moving quickly, Maxey gets pulled. And I also think the screenshots make it seem worse than it was. When you actually watch it, he doesn't get slowed up that much. But to miss two timeouts there that he's trying to call, that is on the officials. And yes, they put themselves in that situation, but you could also say they put themselves in a situation to win the game. They had the ball up and with 13 seconds to go, whatever it was. So that's why I think they got robbed. If the timeout is correctly given, they win the game.
Well, if Kyle Lowry doesn't miss a free throw, they win the game. If Tyrese Maxey, who also... You're talking about made a mistake. The refs made a mistake.
They made a mistake.
Well, Tyrese Maxey was going to lay the ball up.
Yep.
It bounced off his leg and went out of bounds. He made a mistake. So there are a lot of mistakes.
Despite all of that,
they would
win the game if the refs called the game correctly. In that moment, in that play.
But to Spike's point, if those plays happened, then the officials, the importance or the urgency of the officials making that call isn't as important, because maybe now you got a 6-point lead, a 5-point lead.
For sure. I agree with that. But that doesn't change the fact that there was a major mistake made against the Sixers. And this is why I think it's good they filed the grievance. But
what does that mean?
I think all they're doing.
What does that mean?
I think they're setting up the refs for the next two games.
Yeah,
okay, exactly.
I think that's
all.
Yeah, they're trying to get a friendly whistle.
Filing
the next
grievance. Are we getting the game back or
no,
something?
No, but I would. I think
they're going to restart the game.
Yeah, what does that
7
mean?
Seconds left.
It would be wild if they did and they still lost. Yeah. That would be the ultimate bad look for them.
It's like when the Eagles send in a play.
Yes.
To the league
it's
office. What does that mean?
But I do think the grievance could help them get a more friendly whistle.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
love a good friendly whistle.
Yeah, I think that's what
that's
they're trying
the objective.
To do.
And it also can backfire on you.
Well, look, Kelly Oubre hasn't gotten a lot of calls recently.
Yes.
You know,
I think you can protest the calls without calling all of the refs and their families bitches individually.
There's a way to go about that.
Yes. Yeah. I certainly,
that was a classic Oubre moment.
It was great.
That was classic.
Forever. A hero. Forever. Something tells me that the petition from the Sixers didn't say, you're a bitch, and you're a bitch, and you're a bitch. Your mom's a bitch. Your dad's a bitch.
Although I would almost respect if that's the grievance they sent.
Would send
a shirt with it. Yeah.
Tracy and Manny Young, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, Spike and Ike? I just want to call a spade a spade. It was a great game, hot game. The first foul they should have called, if we're going to keep it real, is when Maxey pushed Josh Hart before they even inbound the ball to try to get open. So that would have gave the Knicks the ball back no matter what. So if we want to keep it real, look at it again, gentlemen. Look at it again.
I'm trying to actually find it.
I have it right here. I agree. He pushed off. He 1,000% pushed off of Josh Hart. I agree with that.
Sure. I mean,
Is it on your timeline?
I don't think you can call the grab on Maxey. I think it since the middle of the season in the NBA when they've been letting them play, and honestly, these two games, aside from Embiid and Brunson, everybody else is grabbing and pushing and not getting any calls. That's the way they're calling the game. I'm fine with that.
And I actually think the Sixers have responded really well to that. I feel better about the Sixers two games in than I did prior to the series. I think they've shown up way better than I expected. I thought they would lose the series in 7. Now I think they're probably going to win it.
They'll be lucky if it goes 7.
I disagree. They have had the call go against their way in game 2, and game 1 was a coin flip. But ultimately, their two stars, I mean, Maxey's been the best player in the series. Embiid has been better than Brunson. Last night, Josh Hart started to miss late in the game. I know the Sixers aren't getting a ton from anyone besides their two stars, but if they play that exact game 10 times, I think the Sixers win 7 of them. Like they played well enough to win last night. They didn't get the call. They lost. But if you continually play that way, I think winning 4 out of 5 will be tough, but you will win more than you'll lose.
You know what? You're not totally crazy in what you're saying. But let me just ask this to counter it.
Elliot got you a little closer than I did.
We're all working on Ike. Well, no, because here's the thing. I do know that the Sixers are the more talented team. That I do understand. But here's what I'll tell you. It's not as if the Sixers have played their B game or C-plus game and the Knicks have played their A game. What you're implying is that the Knicks can't play any better than what they have.
So what I think is people got wrong is the Sixers are not way better than the Knicks. These are two very evenly matched teams.
Okay.
I just think through two games, the critical plays in the final few minutes have gone against the Sixers. And now I'm not saying only the ref. Like, the Knicks have made shots that the Sixers didn't. But what I've not seen through two games is Embiid moping around.
Sure.
I've seen Maxey be really good in the fourth quarter. I saw Nick Nurse fix the offensive rebounding problem. They've been really good against Brunson. Those four things were things I was worried about going into the series, and they've all been positive. So being down 0-2 definitely makes it tougher. But the things I was worried about, they've responded to. They've just lost two coin flips.
You do agree that the Knicks haven't played their best game yet either, right?
I mean, but then of the Sixers, I think the Knicks.
No, I'm saying.
Nobody has.
Yeah,
nobody.
That's right. All I'm saying.
But I think you could argue, I mean, Josh Hart's played better than people would have expected, right? He made a lot more threes in these first two games.
OG Anunoby hasn't necessarily made his presence felt.
He might just not be good. I can't believe they traded multiple.
No, he's good.
Yeah, I was going to say, he'll score 20 points come Thursday.
I mean,
he hasn't
looked like it through two games.
You know what it is? I think Julius Randle stinks. But OG Anunoby is not a creator in any way.
Right.
So what the Sixers are doing, essentially, is to stop Jalen Brunson, they're just helping off of Hart. That's what they're doing. And it's really helping against Brunson. It's helped all year. The problem is they have to decide, of the people on the court, it's DiVincenzo, it's Anunoby, it's Josh Hart, and the center. Okay, center's under the basket. You're not helping off of him. So you're just deciding whether you're going to help off of DiVincenzo, Anunoby, or Hart. So Ananobi's guy stays on him. So if they had Randle, that would create other shots for Anunoby. I think that's been the problem with him. I largely agree. Aside from the ref thing, I largely agree with your take here. I think they can win this series.
But this is why I'll push back against all of you who feel this way. The Sixers are top heavy.
They are.
They have the top two players in the series. But 3 through 10, who you taking?
See, but I don't think that's been a problem. I agree with you.
Clearly it's been a problem. You had 5 players in double digits last night.
Yeah, but the Sixers had 2 that scored almost 70. It doesn't matter how the points are.
And it didn't matter.
Right, but no, it did matter until the ref stole the game from them. They had that game won. Josh Hart has made way more threes than you expect him to make over 7 games. So I agree the Knicks are deeper and have the better players 3 through 8. They have still played well enough to win both of these games. I don't see a big red flag problem with these first two games.
Forget about the red flag problem and all that. All I'm doing is saying I think we are throwing the term around that the Sixers are so much better.
I agree. They're not. They're not.
They are top heavy.
Yes.
The two players up top. If I look at all the other players who actually fit in their role on the Knicks, who have been playing in this role for months now since Julius Randle has been out, they have won as a collective group.
I agree. I think generally in the NBA playoffs, if you presented general managers with one choice, you can have the top heavy with the two stars or the 1 through 10, you know, grind
totally agree.
Most of them will take the top heavy with the,
and
the
so
two
would
stars.
And that's
why last night, with 4 minutes to go, I said the Sixers have 2 stars, the Knicks have 1 star. That has to matter now. That's why they had to win that game. And they were going to, and the ref messed it up. But the stars showed up in those final four minutes.
But here's why I'll pushback.
Yeah.
We had the best players in the Hawks series. We had the best players in the Heat series.
Yep.
So we've had the best top players in these series. You know how we lost to those other teams? They were more of a team. All of their players fit. You're not getting guys on those teams shooting the ball 29, 30 times a game.
But I think
everybody stays involved. That's all I'm saying.
No, so I think your point.
The sum of the parts.
I heard you say it driving in. I don't know if I can count on the Sixers to win close games if these are all going to be close, these next 5 games. Because I've seen them lose close games in the playoffs repeatedly. But I think the difference is Maxey is so much better than anybody that Embiid has had in the playoffs.
That I agree with that. And looks like he doesn't have, that very last play aside, looks like he doesn't have meltdown potential.
Agreed.
Like
it was a career moment for him last night.
James Harden, great, great, great player.
Agreed.
Meltdown in the playoffs. 215-592-9494. Jeff in D.C. You're on WIP.
Going on, Spike and Ike. I am thrilled to be able to come on right after Elliot and tell him how wrong he is.
Oh, I can't wait. Excited to talk to you.
I am sick to death. I'm a real one roadie too, by the way.
Oh, love it. Thank you for listening. Yeah.
I am tired of hearing that the Sixers are the more talented team because it's irrelevant. Because hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Mm.
And that's what's happening here. We're getting outworked.
No, they're not. They're not getting outworked.
100%.
How are they getting outworked?
Did you, Did you not see Deuce McBride rip the ball from the hands of Tyrese Maxey?
The Sixers were winning the entire game. The Knicks can rip all the basketballs the way they want. It hasn't for the majority of that game, it did not result in winning.
Well, it's resulted in two wins.
It did. But that's not because of hard work. I hate this narrative that the Knicks are trying harder than the Sixers. It's not true.
They are.
It's not true at all. They're just the few plays at the end of the game because of the refs last night have gone against them.
Yeah, mate, you can't say the refs. You can't.
I can. Did you see the game?
No, I did see the game. The refs were atrocious on both sides. They let them play. I was shocked that Jalen Brunson didn't go to the line more than he did. He gets those calls all the time, all year. He didn't get any calls last night. I was stunned by that. The Sixers got the benefits of the refs being atrocious also. They were horrible. They let them play. But at the end of the day, when you come down to it, Nick Nurse got to call a timeout.
He did.
Kyle Lowry got to call a timeout. He didn't call a timeout because it wasn't granted to him.
But that's because the refs made a mistake.
It doesn't matter, Elliot.
It's true. How does it not matter? You just said he has to call a timeout. He called a timeout.
He has to get their attention.
The refs have to do their job and grant the timeout.
Nick Nurse has to do it in such a way that he can't be ignored. I don't care if you get a technical. I don't care that he was warned to not run on the court anymore. If you got to call a timeout, you make sure the referees see you calling a timeout.
So you're admitting he has to overcome their incompetency. We agree.
Yes,
the refs were incompetent and he didn't do enough.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, but then you're admitting they're incompetent.
The Sixers, yeah, of course. I mean,
okay, then we agree.
They were atrocious. I just said that.
Yeah,
the
glad.
Sixers have to overcome Tobias Harris incompetent every night. So, yes, they have to overcome
Tobias
Harris incompetent, too.
Poor Ike.
Bottom line.
Good call. Thank you, Jeff. That was a good one.
Toby played well last night.
Oh, enough. Enough.
Well, he did.
He did early on.
Enough.
Enough.
So all week, or starting last week, of course, the draft is on Thursday. I've been revealing my YouTube big boards for different positions. Of course, I am as good at scouting as professional scouts, as guys on TV, as Mel Kiper Jr., just by watching YouTube. Coming up next, not only will I reveal the top three offensive linemen in the draft, but I will break down...
Trench talk?
Yes, trench talk.
Football guys.
Football guys.
Exactly.
Not only will I do that, but I will reveal that and give him the reasons why to Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker, NFL analyst, college football analyst.
Podcaster.
Offensive lineman.
I was going to say, former offensive lineman.
Offensive lineman. I'm just going to tell him what to look for.
Love it.
Based on my YouTube scouting. That is next on the afternoon show on WIP.
Hey, the road to the NBA Finals starts now. And new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can go on their own playoff run with $150. Now just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Got an opportunity to bet on three-pointers made. Told you last night, take Maxi over three-pointers, over three-plus three-pointers last night. Over-under total last night actually hit right on the number at 205. That was the over-under total for last night. And hell, Maxi had the first basket last night. There you go. Just go to FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook's the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.